Unfortunately, there are so many of those places. I don't know which specific one you're talking about, but I've been to the Lincoln National Forest and observed something very, very amazing there. Same landscape, same climate, same forest and tree species. You've got the Muscalero Apache tribe that is textbook forest management. Beautiful forest out there. Ponderosa pine. It's got your savanna understory in it. Great elk hunting, just beautiful habitat. You go up the road a few miles and you're in the Lincoln National Forest, which it had one of those fires. And I don't remember how many years ago, but it's like a moonscape. The fire burned so hot that it burned the organic matter out of the soil, and they can't get trees to grow back on it. Everything the same, except you had the Forest Service managing one tract of land, you had the Muscalero Apache managing another tract. And that's why we just passed out a committee this morning, a bill to do good neighbor authority, which says tribes and counties, in addition to state forest management agencies, can go in and manage timber on federal lands. They know how to do it. They're able to do it. So let's give them the authority to go in and make these good management decisions. But you can, that story I told about New Mexico, it's been replicated other times in New Mexico. You can go to California, Arizona, go to Washington State. You'll see over and over where you've got severe damage to the soil because of mismanagement of forest. And people don't always make that link between water and forestry. Now, Teddy Roosevelt called trees the lungs of the earth. They breathe in carbon dioxide. They breathe out oxygen, which they are. There's nothing we can use to clean the air, to get carbon out of the atmosphere as efficient and as effectively and as large scale and economically as a forest. Forests also are as critical to water as they are to air. You talked about these I'll use Roosevelt's terms, a denuded landscape. You take this barren landscape, you get rain on it, you get mudslides, your topsoil, what's left of it, ends up in the streams, which decreases water quality, damages fish habitat. You know, when you do good forest management, if there's a stream, you leave something called the streamside management zone. A wildfire doesn't leave streamside management zones. It burns right to the edge of the stream. That shade over a stream helps keep water cool for certain fish species. You take that shade away, the water temperature increases. There's just so many wins to having healthy managed forest. You win with air quality, you win with water quality, you win with wildlife habitat, you win with recreation opportunities, and the list goes on. There's no downside to having a healthy forest. We just have to help our forest be healthy instead of getting in the way and making them unhealthy.